Yeah, tell me about that now. What?
She had them old black iron pipes, you know, with the little three
yeah,
little legs.
What do you call those? Do you have a name for them?
No, that I knew of. Just
okay.
Big little cooking pot, black cast iron.
Yeah.
And cook all the stews and the beans and that.
Mm-hmm.
But for the coffee and everything, and some of the old times can bake bread and this, you know, too.
Yeah.
Had it fixed up.
Talking about the kind of bread you bake in there, what about the kind of bread you make in there? What would you call it?
Well, it's homemade bread. Just imagine the same basic thing as these other loaves you buy, but all that was better.
Yeah.
It didn't have all these, homemade bread didn't have all this rest stuff you put in and retard spoilage. Nitrates, phosphates,
mm-hmm.
too many chemicals in it.
Yeah.
Like this colonial bread, you can't tell when that's hard to stale. It'll turn green before it really gets stale. And that, of course, that might be 10, 12 days.
Yeah.
But old homemade bread in those days, people would eat up a couple of two, 3 days and make 15 or 20 more loaves of it. They can fix it up at night time. My mama used to do that at night and let it rise, and then in the morning she'd get up.
Yeah.
She'd put all that work at do.
Okay, about other kinds of bread made of flour.
Yeah, they call them hoe cakes.
Yeah.
Biscuits.
Now, hoe cakes were what? What were hoe cakes?
A galette, we call them. I don't know how you spell them, but we'd make call galette too. You know, you can make it. This something you mix up the flour.
Yeah.
And, a little baking powder, seasoning and that, and put it in an old black cast iron skillet.
Uh-huh.
Kind of flat, you know, about nearly the width of the skillet.
Yeah, right.
Real slow, and then it gets sort of nice and brown. Flip it over.
Yeah, was that made out of wheat?
No, regular old flour.
Flour.
Regular wheat flour, that's right.
Uh-huh.
And that's what would get around coffee time, around 2 to 3 o'clock in the evening, all over this here part, it'd be coffee time. You could see they parched their own coffee in those days.
Yeah.
They'd take everybody out of an old charcoal furnace and a cast iron skillet, and they'd put the green coffee bean.
Yeah.
And it'd shake, and buzzing down in them old coals. You got to keep it shaking, turning. Boy, it smelled good. You can smell it all over the country. And put it in the old grinders and grind it up. And they'd use sacks in those days. Put the coffee, had a big old coffee pot and a cloth sack.
Uh-huh.
Get your water boiling. Pour right over the ground, and that was good. It's good coffee. Some of the old boats still do that right now. All these shrimp boats go out the old time.
Yeah.
They still make sack coffee. I really like it. That coffee, then a lot of people would add the chicory. If you like chicory, that was pure coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And if you owned the chicory, you could buy that in the stores and just put your little piece up in there. Grind it up. Mix
chicory.
It up with the chicory. See, a lot of your French coffee's got chicory in it.
Okay.
You like Louisiana? French market.
Yeah.
And several of them have you see coffee and chicory, and then they'll have pure coffee. They're like Maxwell House, it's all pure, and Folgers is all pure coffee. Only these people in Louisiana make this, like Louisiana coffee,
uh-huh.
French market coffee, and a few more brands, local brands.
Okay.
You can leave this, you'd never find chicory coffee. You can leave it here and go up north anywhere, you won't find chicory coffee.
Okay. What other kinds of bread were baked in? Kind of bread you'd make, not in loaves. Maybe you bake a pan of.
Yeah, sort of like a big old hoe cake.
Yeah.
Just not too thick, you know. But bread to take the old wood stoves. Even the old wood stoves, they had ovens in them.
Mm-hmm.
And bake them in most of them that in old wood stoves, and then. Some had the kerosene. See, in the summertime, they'd use kerosene.